ABC Radio.
ABC Radio Canberra.
You've already stirred the pot this morning.
Genevieve Jacobs.
I'm horrified and flabbergasted you would suggest such a thing were possible.
That we have an ineffective member.
Yes.
Dear, oh dear. We have ineffective governments, plural.
Canberra.
O'Connor.
Kingston.
Hackett.
Watson.
Mornings.
It's about ourselves. There is a very big and long history in the ACT. It makes you proud to just be here.
Where I grew up, where my family's been for 150 years.
Mornings with Genevieve Jacobs on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, as we head towards another hot summer in Canberra, authorities are always looking for ways to predict and then fight bushfires. One Canberra scientist is asking whether it's possible to anticipate bushfires or their future path from space. Dr. Marta Yeber attracted a lot of interest when she spoke about her research at a major national emergency conference in Sydney last week. She's here now with me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining me. There's been lots of discussion already about what sort of bushfire season we're going to expect. Tell me about your body of research.
Yeah, so I basically work with the remote sensing data, so data collected by satellites, to predict how dry the vegetation is. So as you can imagine, this can give you information about how likely a fire is to occur, because the drier the vegetation, the more likelihood to have a fire, having an ignition source, of course.
Yeah. So when you're looking from those images from space down to Earth, what are the key things that you're searching for?
So what I look at is at the reflectance of the vegetation. So this is how much energy from the sun is reflected back to the space, let's say, by the vegetation. And depending on how much water the vegetation have, this energy that is reflected is different. And that's why the satellite can pick up these differences and transform those reflectance values into fuel moisture content values that can be used into fire spread models, for example.
And so give me a sense of how concerned or alert we need to be from what you've already seen over the last couple of weeks and months.
Yeah, well, it seems that this winter has been drier than usually, and the vegetation, therefore, is drier as well. So it seems that the fire season may start earlier than usually, and we may have higher consequences.
And is there a greater volume of that vegetation that has presumably dried out because we simply haven't had the rain?
Sadly, yeah, that's the key issue, especially grasslands that respond more quickly to precipitation. The forest, most of the forests are adapted to drought somehow, and they can access to underground water. So therefore, the precipitation relationship is not so direct. It has a bit of lack of time. But of course, also after a long time of dry periods, even forests can be drier than usually.
Yeah. What do we need to be doing as a community, as a society now, to ensure that there's not catastrophic fire incidents?
As a community, I guess we need to listen to the fire authorities and pay attention whether they declare total fire ban or if they close the parks, make sure that we don't access during periods of fire risk. So I guess as individuals, we need to listen to the fire authorities and make sure that we are prepared to whatever happens. But also, especially if you live in the wildland urban interface, that is quite likely if you are living in Canberra, you need to be prepared for the bushfire and have a plan to respond and protect your house if that's the case.
Those personal plans are
exactly
key. My guest here is Dr. Martin Yeber, researcher with the Australian National University and the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperation Research Centre. Tell me, Doctor, where did this, what was the genesis of this research?
My project started in 2013. It was funded by the Bushfire Natural Hazards CRC. And it came, I guess, because it was recognized nationally that we needed a new fire danger rating system, because the current system we have is based on science from the late 70s. Mm. So it's quite old system. And we now have more information that can be used to better inform fire risk. So therefore, there were a call for new projects, and we put a project proposal to derive information about fuel using satellite imagery, and our project was funded.
Mm. And how much is this informing what we know about the conditions that lead to what can be those horrific bushfires?
Mm-hmm. Well, it gives you very important information about that because the most important thing is that these are actual observations. So then there is a model behind to model the fuel moisture content, but it's based on actual observations that are across Australia and are repeated. So you have frequent temporal resolution.
And what about predictions of where, when, or the pathway that fires might take? Is the mm-hmm. data giving us any sense of that?
It can give you, because this data can be used as input in fire behavior or fire spread models, because fuel moisture content is one of the parameters mm. that are key for that. So if you have a good fire spread model, you can use this information, this spatial information to run the models.
Yeah, well, after what has been, as you point out, a very dry winter, I suspect that the more information that's available around this, the better for those authorities who are dealing with these questions. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate your insights.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
That was Dr. Marta Yebra, researcher with the Australian National University in the Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre, here on ABC Radio Canberra.